Would you consider yourself stressed?
No, I'm not stressed. I'm busy. I have a high-powered job, my career is important to me, and I enjoy it. Okay, so sometimes I do feel a bit tense. But I'm a lawyer in the city, for God's sake. What do you expect? My handwriting is pressing so hard into the page I've torn the paper. Damn it. Never mind. Let's move on to the next question. On average, how many hours do you spend in the office every day? 14. 12. 8? It depends. Do you exercise regularly? I regularly go swimming. I occasionally go swimming. I am intending to begin a regular regime of swimming. When I have time. Work's been busy lately. It's a blip. Do you drink 8 glasses of water a day? Yes. Sometimes. No. I put down my pen and clear my throat. Maya, the spa beauty therapist, looks up from where she's rearranging all her little pots of wax and nail varnish.
Everything all right with the questionnaire?
I did mention that I'm in a bit of a hurry, I say. Are all these questions absolutely necessary?
At the Green Tree Centre, we like to have as much information as possible to assess your beauty and health needs, she replies.
I glance at my watch. 9:45. I don't have time for this. But it's my birthday treat, and I promised my best friend, Freya. To be more accurate, it's last year's birthday treat. Freya gave me the gift voucher for an ultimate de-stress experience just over a year ago. In the card, she wrote, "Make some time for yourself, Samantha." Which I did fully intend to do. But we had the Zincon Petrochemical Group restructuring and the Zeus Minerals merger, and somehow a year went by without my finding a spare moment. I'm a lawyer with Carter Spink. I work in the corporate department on the finance side, and just at the moment things are pretty hectic with some big deals on. It's a blip. I just have to get through the next couple of weeks. Anyway, then Freya sent me this year's birthday card, and I suddenly realized the voucher was about to expire. So here I am on my 29th birthday, sitting on a couch in a white toweling robe and surreal paper knickers. Do you smoke? No. Do you drink alcohol? Yes, the odd glass of wine. Do you eat regular home-cooked meals? What does that have to do with anything? What makes home-cooked meals superior? I eat a nutritious, varied diet, I write. Everyone knows the Chinese live longer than we do, so what could be more healthy than to eat their food? Do you feel your life is balanced? Yes. No. Yes. I'm done. I hand the pages back to Maya, who starts reading through my answers. Her finger is travelling down the paper at a snail's pace, like we've got all the time in the world. Which she may well have. But I seriously have to be back in the office by 1. Maya looks up.
You're obviously quite a stressed-out woman.
No, I'm not. I hope Maya's taking in my relaxed see-how-unstressed-I-am smile. She looks unconvinced.
Your job is obviously very pressured.
I thrive under pressure, I explain. Which is true. I've known that about myself ever since... Well, ever since my mother told me when I was about 8. Our whole family thrives under pressure. It's like our family motto or something. Apart from my brother Peter, of course. He had a nervous breakdown. But the rest of us. I love my job. I love spotting the loophole in a contract. I love the thrill of negotiation and arguing my case and making the sharpest point in the room. I love the adrenaline rush of closing a deal. I suppose... Just occasionally I do feel as though someone's piling heavy weights on me. Like big concrete blocks, one on top of the other, and I have to keep holding them up no matter how exhausted I am. But then everyone probably feels like that. It's normal.
Your skin's very dehydrated,
Maya is shaking her head. She runs an expert hand across my cheek and rests her fingers underneath my jaw, looking concerned.
Your heart rate's very high. That's not healthy. Are you feeling particularly tense?
Work's pretty busy at the moment, I shrug. It's just a blip. I'm fine.
Well, Maya gets up.
She presses a button on the wall and gentle panpipe music fills the air.
All I can say is you've come to the right place, Samantha. Our aim here is to de-stress, revitalize, and detoxify.
Lovely, I say, only half listening. I've just remembered that I never got back to David Eldridge about the Ukrainian oil contract. I meant to call him yesterday. Shit!
Our aim is to provide a haven of tranquility, away from all your day-to-day worries.
Maya presses another button in the wall, and the light dims to a muted glow.
Before we start, she says, do you have any questions?
Actually, I do, I lean forward. Could I possibly send a quick email?
Samantha, Maya shakes her head. You're here to relax, to take a moment for yourself, not to send emails. Emails, an obsession, an addiction, as evil as alcohol. Or caffeine.
For goodness sake, I'm not obsessed. I check my emails about once every 30 seconds, maybe.